What's your full name?
Jong Shin.
Jong Shin. Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
It's J-O-N-G.
J-O-N-G.
S-H-I-N.
S-H-I-N. Alright. What is your major?
Chemistry and biology.
Okay. The dual degree program?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And what is your status as a student at UOG? Like, are you a freshman, sophomore?
Senior.
Senior. And what is your current position in the club?
The president.
President. How long have you been in this position?
Well, this is my first semester being the president.
Okay, cool. So what has surprised you the most about being club president?
Surprised me. I don't know. I think it's a lot of the things that I do are expected. From the position.
Mm-hmm. So you went into it, nothing surprised you. Is there any extra added workload? Anything?
I mean, there is definitely more workload than not being a president, but I think the title also comes with the... It is implied that you have to do more as a president too, because you're taking responsibility. So I don't think it's something to be surprised at. To have more workload as a president.
Okay. So what do you find anything challenging about being president?
I guess like managing people.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting everyone's cooperation, that's probably the most difficult part.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
So like, let's say you're trying to hold like an event or something. Getting people to participate, I think to a certain degree, there are a group of people who's always there at the events, but if you're trying to do something larger, then you need more people to cooperate, but sometimes that's kind of hard to do.
Okay. So can you give me a brief overview of what your responsibilities include in the club?
Mainly I do a lot of the arrangements for the events and things. So I go to, let's say for our outreach program, I went to the different schools and teachers to arrange the program. I organized my members to get the program running, and also come up with the program, like what's going to happen on the program, like the details.
Mm-hmm.
Make decisions. I think that's pretty much it. Like, a lot of the paperwork are done by my officers and stuff, so.
Alright. How did you become involved with the chemistry club?
Well, I was a chemistry major last semester and the previous semesters. And it was just that I was not very interested in club activity until, like, recently. And when I was interested, I joined the chem club.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it's like one of the first, it's probably the first club that I was actually involved in.
Interesting. Do you know when the chemistry club was founded?
Nope.
No idea. Okay. Can you tell me what sort of work or outreach your club does? Like in local community or even here in school?
Well, I think one of the biggest events that Chemistry Club holds is the titration competition for high schools. I think your dad knows a lot about it.
Mm.
Okay. Also, there's a chemistry forum for the college students. And they're both on spring semester, so spring is like a busy semester for Chemistry Club. And the outreach program that I did recently in November 2nd, was it? Sometime in November, early November. The outreach program, that was like the first of its kind. And I think we're planning to do more of it next semester as well. So we go to schools and we do a demo on... Or we do some demos on experiments. We also give presentations. And hopefully it will spark interest in the students And yeah, that's what we do. Try to get more people to be, to have interest in chemistry.
What is your favorite club event?
Favorite club event? I don't know.
That time we
I
all
mean,
drank 12 packs.
I think a good club event will be like a. I think the favorite is when we get to like get together as a club itself, not to like do a fundraiser, but to, you know, just have like fun and
Just meet up
yeah.
together.
I think that's like the most interesting part. But aside from that, in general, I try to make the events so that it's not too boring for the members. I mean, I wouldn't want to be there if it was boring, so.
So what do you do to spice things up?
Do I spice things up?
Or try to make it
I
interesting.
just try to keep things as brief as possible.
Okay, you
That's
keep
one
it
thing I
brief.
try to do, so that I don't have to stick around for too long. And I usually don't stick to formality as much. I'm not sure if it's a good thing, but
Makes you look human.
I think formality makes a club activity more like cumbersome in some cases. So like one thing that our club doesn't do is keeping track of meeting attendance, because I think like attending meeting and getting or being ordered for attending a meeting is kind of silly. It's like some people just has other obligations, and I think it's like at this level, like we're all adults here, and I think you should have your own responsibilities. And if you want to participate in the club events, then I mean there's more than just the meeting to get your infos. So I think yeah, like the formality, the unnecessary formalities, I think I overlook on a lot of those things so that they'd have like a freer environment, like more freedom in club activities and stuff.
So, tell me about a project or accomplishment that you consider to be the most significant thing in the chemistry club.
I think the recent outreach program was really good. Like, it's meaningful, and a lot of people had fun. Dr. Fuki was pleased. That was funny. Also the schools, the high schools are quite excited about those too. So yeah, I think outreach is like one of the most significant change that happened this semester.
What high school did you guys outreach to?
St. Paul. I mean, they were the first to respond to us, and it was necessary that we have the outreach as soon as possible, so we didn't have the time to wait for other public schools, the larger schools like JFK or GW. Yeah.
So what differentiates the chemistry club from other science clubs?
I mean, I think there's only like one other science club.
Or
I mean, there's math club.
any other UOG club? What makes you guys special?
I mean, I can't say the word special. It's just that the difference is that we're not as formal as other clubs. Try to keep it chill.
So you guys are very chill.
But I'm pretty sure there are other clubs that are, you know, yeah, not as formal.
Can you give me an estimate of how many club members you have?
I think we have, because on our group chat there's like 40 something, but not all of them are active. Like we have more than 20 people who are active though.
So about more than 20.
Yeah, I'd say about like 20 to 30 active members.
What do you think your club members is the best? What do you think your club members think is the best thing about Chemistry Club?
Dang, I mean, I can't read their minds. It's a hard question for me. I think I did hear something about you know how I don't make it a mandatory for a lot of the formalities to happen. So I think the freedom that we have is like one of the what is it? One of the things that the club members appreciate.
So what do you wish other people would know about the chemistry club?
Well, the club itself, I think my principle on running the club is to, I mean, to get people to, I guess, enjoy chemistry more. I think that's like the main thing that we want to do.
So how would you let others know that chemistry can be fun and that you should join our club?
It's kind of hard to have fun in chemistry unless you're interested in this kind of field. It's just that I think through the activities that we do, hopefully more people can approach chemistry with at an ease. I can't make it more I can't make it fun. Like, subject itself is pretty demanding. It's just that if it becomes something that's more approachable, then I think that's enough for the club. Like, I think that's we can say that the club has done its job.
So how do you think the chemistry club has improved since you've become the president of the club?
I mean, the club started growing the semester before I became president. And when I became president, I think there was just there were just more things that the members can partake in. And I think that's the reason why we are larger than before. Probably the largest ever.
So what is the hardest decision you had to make for the benefit of your club?
Hardest decision. I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind.
I don't think we had like a tough decision. A lot of it was just pretty straightforward. So far.
That seems like a breeze.
Yeah.
Being a president.
Yeah, I
or
don't
you're
think...
just used to the pressure.
I don't know.
You're good under pressure as a individual?
I mean, I guess so. I don't get anxiety as much and stuff.
So what goals do you have for the club in the future?
Well, do more outreach so the club can be appreciated not amongst the members but amongst the community as a whole. Help out with the department, the chem department. So we can be recognized not amongst the students but also amongst like faculties and university itself. So basically recognition I think is what we're going for. Seems that good.
Are there any upcoming club events that you want to share?
Well, we do have the titration competition and the forum coming up next semester. We also have outreach program for JFK and Sanchez next semester. Other than that, I think it's just other activities that could be fun, but I'm not sure if, or there's no like specific details on other events, so I can't say anything about those.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time to interview with
cool.
me today.